In 1958, an article entitled Modern Moral Philosophy appeared in the Journal of the Royal Institute of Philosophy. The author was Elizabeth Anscombe, and in her thesis, she criticized the dominant ethical approaches of the day, deontology and consequentialism, which we'll get into in a minute, and called for a return to Aristotelian virtue ethics. This article is now considered the beginning of the renaissance of virtue ethics, which still garners a lot of attention today. And most folks agree that virtue ethics had its origins in ancient Greek philosophy, though natural law theorists would argue that basing ethics on notions of virtue is actually timeless, and it was just the Greeks who first identified and began studying and teaching about it. Virtue ethics was the dominant ethical theory in the West from the time of the Greeks until the Enlightenment in the 1700s. That's when Immanuel Kant came up with his categorical imperative, a form of deontology, which essentially refers to an ethics based on duties. He was followed in the 1800s by John Stuart Mill and his theory of utilitarianism, a form of consequentialism. And these two theories share something in common. They are both rule-based theories, and they ask the same question, what should I do? The answer for a deontologist is to consult a rule or to ask what a specific duty might require of him or her. A utilitarian, on the other hand, will seek to act in a way that maximizes well-being, to bring about the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Where deontology and consequentialism differ from virtue ethics is in one main way. They ask, what should I do? Virtue ethics asks, what kind of person should I be? And some folks say that rule-based theories like deontology and consequentialism are superior to virtue ethics because they provide clear guidance. Do this, don't do that.